There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Africa. Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskell attended the inauguration of Gabon's President Brice Clotaire Oligui Nguema to bolster relations. Haskell met with numerous Gabonese officials to discuss collaboration in agriculture, health and technology. She also raised concerns about Iran's influence and the need for Gabon's support in international bodies like the United Nations. President Nguema received an invitation to visit Israel, signaling further strengthening of their partnership, which Israel views as crucial for its global standing and security against threats. B'nai B'rith Canada has praised Manitoba's move to make Holocaust education mandatory for grades 6, 9 and 11 by September 2025. This fulfills a promise by Premier Kinew and aligns Manitoba with five other provinces and the Northwest Territories in requiring such studies. B'nai B'rith sees this as a crucial step to combat rising anti-Semitism, instill Canadian values and safeguard Jewish communities. The new curriculum, announced on Holocaust Remembrance Day, will be integrated into social studies, focusing on historical understanding and significance. Following the events of October the 7th, a United study has revealed a significant surge in Jewish parental interest in enrolling their children in Jewish schools. The study, conducted by Rossov Consulting, found notable increases in inquiries and transfers to Jewish schools in France, North America, Toronto, and the Netherlands. Whilst this indicates a growing desire for Jewish education, many Jewish schools and educators reported feeling unprepared to address current challenges, including teaching about Israel and confronting anti-Semitism. Despite these challenges, there's also an increased interest from Jewish teachers in working at these institutions. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines. Israel and Cyprus will finalize an electricity cable deal this year, connecting the nations for the India Middle East Europe East Economic Corridor project. A new report compiled by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement highlights a 108% surge in global anti-Semitism in 2024. This unprecedented rise, fueled by a mix of extremist groups, is the worst documented since World War II. Dutch police have arrested five pro-Palestinian protesters for disrupting public order during a World War II liberation anniversary. British authorities have obtained warrants to extend questioning for four Iranian men held on suspicion of terrorism. Five Iranian men were initially arrested over the weekend, four are being questioned under the Terrorism Act and one under a separate law. Israel has initiated renovations at the Little Western Wall in Jerusalem's Old City, a section in the Muslim Quarter. The work, long delayed due to the site's political sensitivity, required approval from Prime Minister Netanyahu after extensive government and security consultations. Next week, the Israeli consulate in New York will host a 77th Independence Day celebration with over 1,000 attendees, including released hostage Agam Berger, the mayor of New York, and members of Congress. A Quebec court denied bail to a man accused of firebombing a Montreal synagogue. B'nai B'rith Canada lauded the decision, seeing it as vital in confronting anti-Semitism and demonstrating the judiciary's commitment to addressing threats from hate mongers. And finally, the Television Academy, which awards the Emmys, recently recognized the documentary We Will Dance Again with a Television Academy honor. This film by Yariv Moza powerfully depicts the Hamas massacre at the Supernova Music Festival through survivor accounts and authentic footage. We Will Dance Again is also an Emmy nominee for Outstanding Current Affairs Documentary and Outstanding Editing. The Academy Honors Ceremony is scheduled for May the 28th, while the Emmy winners will be revealed on June the 25th and 26th. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.